This is VOA News by remote, Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said he believed the right political and will and incentives would help end the pandemic. British government regulators authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to four. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in the Northern Virginia state as it lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a great sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use the stop to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn the corner on the coronavirus pandemic. And he later traveled to Joint Base Langley-Eustis to thank troops for their services after beginning with an emotional remembrance of his late son, Beau. Biden acknowledged the unheralded sacrifices that service members and their families make.